Plants are undeniably associated with celebration in all human civilizations. It is therefore fitting that celebration is the theme for the 20th anniversary of the Botanica exhibition at the Royal Botanic Gardens. Robin McIntosh, who curated the exhibition from the second to the seventh year, is back on board as curator in 2019 and on the line with us now. Hi, Robin.
Good morning, Julia.
Thanks for your time today.
That's a pleasure.
So I read that the artists were asked to explore the theme of celebration while also keeping in mind the very first theme of Botanica, which was art of the plant. What sort of work were you expecting and what did you end up getting this year?
Well, my brief was that A, it was celebration, and B, that I wanted it to be bold, vibrant, preferably large. And I wanted them to demonstrate just how far they'd come in the 20 years, and they've done it. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm so thrilled.
Fantastic to hear. And just to clarify, what is it exactly that separates botanic and natural history art from your regular old paintings of plants?
Well, botanical illustration, which is a scientific is used for scientific purposes, and that tells the whole story of the plant. Botanic art, it has aesthetic appeal and is always accurate in terms of scale, form, structure and colour. It's not usually as complex as scientific illustration, and it can you can paint part of the plant taken from any angle, but it must be true to the plant. And in fact, after we did the selection, we then asked the scientists from the gardens to come and check that they were scientifically correct. But they can do a petal if they want to, but as long as it's scientifically correct and it's true to the plant.
Oh, wow. Okay, and the exhibition opened on Saturday and there are 120 artworks in it.
Yes.
Among these, there must have been some pretty peculiar plants painted. Can you run us through some of them?
Well, we had dying plants, and we had two roses, one in its last dying years or moments, and then the live plant. The hero plant of the show is a dying tulip, which is done by Beverly Allen, and that is an extraordinary painting. And she's been able to find colours that you and I would probably never see. But we've got a lot on vellum. We've got bees. We've got on vellum. We've got seaweed. We've got grasses, gum nuts. Quite a few big plants, big flowers, and we've got two studies of snow gum, and there's many, but a whole study of a beautiful tree grass done by Julie Nettleton. There's fruits. There's fruits. Pomegranates are very popular. We've got hellebore. It's terribly hard to think of it all, but the tulips seem to have featured quite a lot.
Oh, beautiful.
Tulips and gum nuts and gum trees and branches and that sort of thing. But mostly they're big and bold, which is very exciting. And in fact, every room has one or two hero pieces, which gives us a focus. And in fact, we've had a lot of compliments, which I'm really thrilled about. And I have to congratulate the artist and also thank the foundation and friends for all their help, which has been absolutely outstanding.
That sounds gorgeous. I'd love to head down myself.
I wish you would.
And before we let you go, I'm told that the gardens will be selling the artworks as well as prints from previous years.
Yes.
How would one go about buying these, and where do the proceeds go?
The proceeds go towards they come to the foundation and friends, and then the friends are asked by the gardens to support various things. And each year they decide where the money will go. They support all various buildings, repairs, gardens, scholarships, lots of things like that. So our percentage goes directly to something within the gardens.
Fantastic. Well, Robin, thank you so much for your time on the show today. I'm looking forward to the exhibition.
Julia, thank you very much, and I'll look forward to meeting you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.